Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good afternoon. I am so excited to be with you today. We're talking to a couple who increased their net worth by 400% in 5 years. I'm going to repeat that. Through real estate, they increased their net worth by 400% in 5 years. And here's the best part. Cracks me up. They took it a little bit slower than they should have. Here's the truth. You may be closer to retirement than you think. I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today I'm joined by Jeff and Courtney Gourley of Katy, Texas, and we're going to hear their story. So guys, so glad to have you with me today. I want to just give you a chance to introduce yourself to the audience. Courtney, we'll let you go first. Just a little bit about, apart from real estate, who you are, whatever you want to tell us kind of defines who Courtney is.
Hi, I'm Courtney, and I have a degree in interior design, and I have three young boys that I take care of as well that are mine.
Good.
And Jeff? This is Jeff. I'm a project manager, engineering manager at a small company, and now we are doing real estate.
That's great. That is great. Let's kind of start with chapter one of your life. Before real estate, what was your retirement plan? What was retirement going to be for the two of you?
So I'd looked at that before real estate, and it was like working till our mid to late 50s, early 60s to be able to save anywhere near enough to potentially retire. That just was not very appealing.
Yeah. So just kind of the average thing that everybody thinks that they're going to do. Did either of you have any, Courtney, did you have any real estate background? Did you have any entrepreneurial background growing up?
No, I did not.
What about you, Jeff?
A little bit. My parents owned some small businesses. They ran a car dealership and owned quite a few rent houses.
And you had about 32 brothers and sisters, I think. And no, just nine. You're the youngest of nine, correct? And it's kind of funny. Some of your siblings also ended up investing in real estate. Is that correct?
Yes, several of my siblings are actually members of Lifestyles now.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, that's good. So tell us about your very first real estate deal. This is before Lifestyles. How did you get into it? What did you do with it? Share that with us, Jeff.
So we moved from Lubbock to the Houston, Katy area and bought a house that was a foreclosure. This was in 2007 timeframe. It was in fairly poor condition. It was going to be our primary residence. We moved into it and did a bunch of remodeling. Then 7 years later in 2014, we decided to turn it into rental and buy a new personal home for ourselves. So we bought a new house and hired a real estate agent to lease it for us.
Mm-hmm. So the real estate agent did all the making sure that you had good tenants, those kind of things for you. Screening the tenants. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How did that work out for you? Did you have decent cash flow? Did you have any good equity? Or I've got not good equity. Did you have good return on your equity?
We had pretty good returns. I had read some books about doing it before we did that on refinancing it, doing cash out refinance on it before we turned it into a rental. We still ended up leaving quite a bit of equity in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the returns are pretty good. We were making, I think, $350 or $400 a month on that.
Yeah, so I want the folks that you're listening and you're thinking, is this something I could do? What you're hearing from is a couple that just kind of read some books and went out and did something with a house that they owned. And I point that out to you because this is something that you can do. Here's a couple that had no experience and did something with it. Now, from there, how'd you discover Lifestyles?
So we discovered Lifestyles through a friend at work that introduced it to me. He's still a member. He's actually in our deal we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
There were several eye-opening things when I went to the first Lifestyles event, and a lot of it was related to building a local team that you'll read about in
now, before
books
we get,
and online stuff.
Now, before we get there, are you talking about a case study?
I actually went to the two-hour free workshop, I think, first.
Oh, okay. And is that where you joined?
No, Jeff went to the... You went to the case study.
Case study and joined. And yeah, here's what I want to get, Courtney. You tell me about that.
Yeah, Jeff went to a case study with his friend, and he called me from the case study and said, listen, I want to join. This is the price. It's a few hundred dollars. And I said, no way. That is a scam. We are not doing that.
Pause just a second. Uh-huh. So why did you think it was a scam, Courtney?
I just thought it just seemed like it was too good to be true. I just felt like, why would all these people want to help you? It just didn't seem realistic to me.
Right.
So he came home and he said, I joined and we're going to do this. And so after I had gone to the two-day class, I was 100% on board. I understood why we should be a part of this. And it has become part of our life now. And we're very grateful.
Yeah, and folks, the folks listening, if you are the cynical spouse or you have a cynical spouse, I want to say, first of all, trust your partner. And if you don't trust them, trust me. No, don't trust me. That's a joke. You shouldn't trust me. Instead, you should attend one of the case studies because it will change your life and it'll change your mind. And so I want to encourage you to do that. You just call Lifestyles Unlimited. The local number is 713-978-6565. That's 713-978-6565. I'll let you be my guest. I can get you in one time before you're a member for free. So you went to that 2 day, and at that class, we're going to hold right there and continue this conversation after the break. We're talking to a regular mom and dad who bought 13 houses in 4 years and dramatically increased their cash flow. So mom is real estate retired and they bought their personal dream home. Stay with us through the break.
Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Folks, we are talking to a regular mom and dad, Jeff and Courtney, who bought 13 houses in 4 years, dramatically increased their cash flow. So the mom is real estate retired and bought their personal dream home. And right before the break, we had gotten to the point where, okay, Courtney thinks this is a scam, but Jeff goes to a case study. He signs up anyway, even though she told him not to. So disobedient. And we have that 2 day financial freedom seminar, which is kind of the linchpin of the whole membership. That's where we teach you how to locate, negotiate, lease, finance, manage single family and multifamily properties. So Jeff, you went the first time. Tell us what kind of, and then Courtney went. So we're going to get to Courtney going. But first, Jeff, what were some of the kind of key learnings or validations? I know you had read some real estate books. You learned about the need for a team. How did that translate into Lifestyles?
So, yeah, I'd read quite a few of the books and quite a few real estate books that Lifestyles actually recommends that you read. Some of the Robert Kiyosaki books and stuff. But a lot of those books talk about building up a team of contractors and agents and finding deals, locating them. And that's all a lot of groundwork. And when you go to Lifestyle, you realize that they have the right model and they've already got the team for you.
One thing, when people join, they get that vendor list, and you've got the people there to be on your team that you need. You don't have to go out and search and wonder where you're going to find these folks. So keep on going.
Yeah. CPA is a great example of you need a CPA that knows real estate. CPAs specialize just like doctors and attorneys do. And not having a CPA that knew real estate, the first time we did our taxes, it was really bad. And I knew by reading the books and stuff that he'd done a bunch of things wrong. So getting that from the vendor list was a huge advantage to us.
Yeah, that's good. Any other big aha moments during that two-day class?
For me, when I went to the two-day class, I got to speak with other members who were there. Some of them were new members, and some of them were members that had, or people that had been members for a while that were just retaking the class. Mm-hmm. But at one point in the class, Del Walmsley, he was teaching the class, and he pulled up. He just got on the internet. He said, let me find a property. And he pulled up the property and he ran the numbers and he showed us, like, look, I just found a deal that works. And he just randomly pulled one, you know, just picked an address and found something, and it made sense. And the numbers were amazing. Like, they made great returns, and he just found it.
So that was kind of the key from turning you to thinking this, or was that, I should say, was that that kind of key moment where you said, okay, maybe it's not a scam. I could be a true believer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
good.
He had
to prove to me that it actually was real.
Legitimate and real. What else were some key learnings from that two-day seminar for either one of you?
For me, day two was huge in how apartment complexes are valued. And I've got an MBA, so I took some financial accounting classes and stuff. And it was interesting to see how apartments are truly run like any other business and can be leveraged and valued based on cap rates and how you can change the value of an apartment complex, even though other things around it maybe haven't.
Yeah, that is the key thing about multifamily is it doesn't matter what the apartment complex across the street sold for last month. What matters is how much money does your property make? And so you can force it to appreciate. You can't force a single family to appreciate. But you also told me kind of your mistake there was you didn't follow the advice. People said you should go straight to apartments, and you put that off for a little bit. Do I have that right?
Yeah. And a lot of that was a comfort thing. We already had a single family rental. We knew it worked. It was easy. And we knew we could do more of those using the Lifestyles model. So yeah. It was comfortable, faster, and easier. And we thought it would be a good route for us. And it was, it has been a good route. It
sure.
Just wasn't as fast as we could have gone had we listened more.
Yeah.
More carefully to advice.
Yeah, instead of just increasing your net worth four times, maybe you would have increased it six or seven times.
But yeah.
Still a tremendous job.
Yeah, we have friends that Lifestyle's become somewhat of a family for us, right? An extended family. And we have friends that were in the same 2 days we were and are now, you know, own multiple apartment complexes.
Yeah. So after that, you purchased in 2015 two single families. In 2016, you purchased three single families. Tell us about that first purchase, those two single family houses, and how that was different than what you did before. I mean, you had one house that you moved out of, but give us an idea of just the process and how being part of Lifestyles made a difference when you purchased those single families.
So our first house, it was our personal home. And I'd done a lot of the remodeling work myself on it. It was really mom and pop type operation. Mm-hmm. The two houses we bought, and it was really in the last 4 months of that year that we bought those two houses. We bought them at basically the same time, or within a couple weeks of each other. And both of those were significant renovations. One of them smelled horrible when you walked in. So, you know, for a Lifestyles member, that's the smell of money, right?
I was fixing to ask you that, if you know what that smell is. It's money. Exactly right.
Yeah. And both of those, we hired contractors to do all the work.
So you did mom and pop. And by the way, so people, you folks that are listening, we love mom and pops. Mom and pop are great. But when we say mom and popping a property, what that means is you're kind of going it alone. You don't have anybody to talk to. You don't have a team around you. You don't have people who have had years of experience. You don't have the opportunity to learn from success. And so what happens is a lot of mom and pops get into real estate. They think they can do it. They go in underfinanced. They don't fix everything up front. And then they become slumlords inadvertently. They don't mean to be slumlords. They just don't have any money to take care of anything. And so it becomes a really bad deal. And so one of the things we teach is you're going to fix everything up front. And the best product, you're going to have the best product at the best price, and you're going to get the best residence. So you purchased the two, and at one point you purchased two single family houses at the same time. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we were buying both those at the same time.
How difficult was that for you, or how easy was that for you?
Because we just really gotten started. It we probably went there more than we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were marketing and screening applicants for both properties at the same time.
Uh-huh.
That was a learning experience, because on our first house, we hadn't gone through that process. The agent had essentially done that. So,
wow, but Lifestyles taught you all how to do all of that so that you could do it successfully.
Yeah, we would have, one of those houses, we had somebody apply that was, had been evicted, I think, three times that year and was currently being evicted. Uh-huh. And without knowing how to screen them, we wouldn't have known that.
Wow. That's awesome that you learned that. Hey, we're talking to Courtney and Jeff, who say they no longer have to worry about how to pay for things they want. Instead, they spend their time finding investments to get their money to work for us. Stay with us through the break. You want to hear the rest of their story.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Folks, we are with Jeff and Courtney today. I said at the beginning of the show, they increased their net worth by 400%, 400% in about 5 years. And they said they went a little bit slow, which makes me laugh every time I think about that. But 400%. And the way that they started is the way that everybody gets started with Lifestyles Unlimited. They went to that free workshop. You can go to a free workshop. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's online. It's live streamed. You can go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, and you can sign up for one. Most of them are in the evening. We do have some at noontime for people who have different schedules. If you want to see me, you can see my face doing that. My teammates do a great job as well, so you can attend those too. But that's how they get started, and we teach you the five ways that we make money in real estate. And so that is your kind of your first step. Now, With Jeff and Courtney, we were talking about the fact, I want to kind of run down what they've done. In 2015, they purchased two single families. In 2016, they purchased three single families. In 2017, they purchased three single families. 2018, five single families, invested passively in 2019, sold three single families, sold one in 2020, and then purchased a 12-unit multifamily. Multifamily is an apartment community. And so we're going to continue on that. Now, guys, as you went through that process, you told me that you took a little time off to pursue another adventure. And it's kind of funny because last week I was talking to Marty Kennard on the radio. He did the same thing. He went out and bought the largest bar and grill volleyball court in the world, or in the United States anyway, in Dallas, Texas. And he said he took some time off and it slowed him down and he got back to real estate. You guys took off to pursue another venture that actually is kind of related to real estate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we took some time, and I pursued with one of my family members becoming a wholesaler. And wholesaling is basically getting contracts on houses and flipping them to other investors. So you put a house under contract, and then you sell that contract to somebody that wants to buy it, to flip it, or to turn it into a rental.
Yeah, and when you're contacting people that they're in a tough situation. Generally, they're people that can't, but for some reason they need to get rid of the house and they need to unload it quickly. It's those kind of like buy ugly houses people that you see the signs. Who did the calling for that?
So I did some calling. Courtney also took some of the calls.
They were a bit angry when you're taking these calls from people. You know, they're not, it's not the most pleasant of jobs. You know, it is a job. And it does take a lot of work. And, yeah, the people weren't too happy on those calls.
Yeah, we have people come to Lifestyles all the time, and they say, hey, do you guys teach wholesaling? Do you teach flipping? That's what I want to do. And we don't teach that because it is that the name of the group is Lifestyles Unlimited. And the idea is to get you to be able to get you to a financial position, that position of financial freedom, so that you can live the lifestyle that you want, not be tied down to a W-2 job or a personal income job like wholesaling, but instead you're investing and living off of that passive income. You know, it's why Del Walmsley says it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So you tried the wholesaling, decided that wasn't for you. I think you kept some of the properties that you did try to wholesale, correct?
Yeah, we had a few properties that year that came across, and we decided to just keep them as rental properties. So we turned them into rentals.
Good, good. And as a whole, how did your single family houses work out for you? What kind of cash on cash return, just as a whole, do you think you got on your houses?
$350 to $400 per house on average on a monthly basis. So,
yeah, so about 15% cash on cash, I think you told me the other day.
Yeah,
in general.
Yeah.
So, folks, as you're listening to that, when's the last time your IRA or your 401k gave you 15% dividend? When is the last time you bought a stock that gave you a 15% return? And you built up equity during that time, and then you decided to move to at least passive investing. What caused you to make that move?
So we had started looking for a multifamily as leads and a good passive opportunity that was a solid value type deal that had pretty high predicted returns, came across. And so we decided to invest passively instead of continuing to pursue a lead deal that at that time.
Yeah, so you gave money to a lead investor. He's the guy who went out and, or gal that went out and found a property. They're going to run the property. All you do is you invest with them and sit back and you don't do anything that deal. You get to reap the reward. You pay them a small override for that. And good experience for you guys in that?
Yes. It was almost 2 years. It was 65% return.
And It sold.
You sold. Wow, that's great. That is great. And then you decided, okay, we're going to do a multifamily deal of our own. And so you went out and you found property in Brookshire, Texas, which for folks who don't know geographically, that's just a little bit west of Katy, Texas, where you guys live. I mean, it's a 12-unit and you paid, $650,000. But you found that in the middle of COVID. You bought that in 2020, November 2020 of COVID. Now, here at Lifestyles, I'm talking to people all the time last year through the entire year. Yeah, I'll wait and see what happens when COVID is over. Tell us, were you scared about that? Did that a little bit fearful about buying a property in November of 2020?
So we were, when we first went and submitted an LOI, a letter of intent to buy that property, was right before things started closing down. And we actually delayed it because of being concerned with bank financing until November. So we were trying to buy it in the March-April timeframe, and then we delayed it with the buyer because of the banking freezing up during that time frame. Generally, we weren't scared about the COVID thing. It was really just getting the financing. It was doing the due diligence on it that showed that there was lots of potential there despite the pandemic.
Yeah. And what kind of, I'm kind of curious, what kind of, so a 12 unit, I'm guessing it was a mom and pop unit. What kind of financial information did you get from the owner? Did you get, you know, audited rent rolls and audited financial statements from these people?
We got absolutely nothing. No rent rolls, no leases, no bank statements, nothing.
We got a few like handwritten leases, and they had a manager. So for the bank, what we did is we got photos of money orders for rent just to prove that rent was coming in.
And was rent coming in on all 12 units?
No, they were not.
So what
kind of...
There
was a bunch of people living there for free for quite a while because the previous owner wasn't fixing anything, and the residents living there said, why should I pay rent when he's not fixing the stuff that needs repair to my apartment?
So I was just going to point out, probably the most egregious thing we saw was they all had regular HVAC units, but they had put window units in because they were too cheap to fix any of the HVAC units.
so they had to buy their own window units, right?
They did. Yes, they had to buy their own air conditioning.
That is crazy. That's crazy. So on the other side of the break, I want to continue. I want to kind of go through the items on this list of things. I've seen this property, the things that were wrong with this property, because it's amazing, because it really does qualify as a pure slum. And intentionally or not, the landlord was a slumlord. Maybe not intentionally. I don't want to say that. But on this property, dramatically increased the value in less than a year. So hang with us through the break. We're talking to Jeff and Courtney, and you want to hear the rest of the story about this property because it is really amazing.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I talked to one guy. He couldn't take hearing that there's a better way. Once he listened to some of my podcast material and came back, his discussion with me was, I've got a friend that flips houses. And I'm thinking I'm going to start doing that. You know, he's a builder by trade. To him, building is easy. And I said, look, anytime you're born with a hammer in your hand, everything in life looks like a nail. The way you make money, you conceivably make money, is by building something. So how does he think he's going to get real estate? He's going to build it. He doesn't think that he's going to buy it. He was just going to build it. Then he was going to flip it. I'll just buy and rehab and flip it. Why do people think flip it? It doesn't fit any of the rules. It doesn't make you wealthier. You worked, you earned, you paid taxes. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to create passive streams of income.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey guys, this is David Ruzicka. I am your host on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we're talking to Jeff and Courtney, who right before the break, we're talking about this apartment complex that they bought. And I want, and by the way, you need to know their equity capture. They started out with $325,000 out of pocket. They've captured over $630,000, a 200% increase in less than 1 year. Started in the middle of COVID, but I want you to get a clear picture of what this property looked like when they walked in, when they bought the property. So, folks listening, so give us a good description. Courtney or Jeff, whichever one of you has the best picture of what that looked like before.
So to start with, when you drove in the parking lot, the previous owner had stopped paying for regular trash collection. There was a giant pile of trash at the end of the parking lot and behind some of the buildings. So to start with, that was a major item. There were trees growing up all around the building.
When I come to my home, there's a mountain of trash on the parking lot.
Yes, a mountain of trash, and inside your apartment, you've got cockroaches running everywhere and rats and holes in the floor, holes in the ceiling, like one apartment unit. There was a giant hole, and there was a water leak from the shower above them. So it just was like just a disaster, and it smelled awful and not appealing. No dishwashers worked. All the appliances were like scratch and dent. Half of them are broken.
Yeah, one particular unit, the kitchen sink faucet didn't work, so they had to turn the valves on and off underneath the sink. And the shower in that same unit only had hot water, like only scalding hot water. You couldn't get any cold water out of it at all.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrible. And no lights at night on the whole property, correct?
Yeah, it was pitch black. You couldn't go to your car and see anything unless you brought a flashlight with you.
Yeah. That's horrifying. It's horrifying that people have to live like that. It's also horrifying that people actually pay to live someplace like that, which, of course, as you mentioned, a lot of them weren't paying. And, of course, it really did qualify as a pure slum. And I want people that are listening to know these are the kind of properties that Lifestyles members find. And what they do is they turn them into a property where a person says, you know what? I'm happy to come to my home now. I'm proud of where I live now. I don't mind inviting somebody over or telling them where I live because I don't live in a slum anymore. And, of course, the other thing you mentioned was it did have central heat and air, but it didn't work, so everybody had to buy their own window units. So really a horrific, horrific situation. So you had rent starting out at $600 to $650, and tell me where those rents went.
Yeah, today that same unit renovated. We have renovated them. They are at $875 a month.
$875. And I'm curious, did you lose any tenants, or are these the same tenants?
Everybody stayed. And so we had three vacant when we took over, and so we got those filled very quickly, and everybody else stayed. And we've had a few that had to move away, but they were very happy while they were there. And I have no problem leasing these apartments. I can list it, and in 2 days, it's gone. And I get a ton of calls for these apartments. I even get calls whenever I don't have anything available.
I think we had predicted that we would get $725 in rent when we started, and the first ones we leased, as soon as we started leasing renovated apartments, we started bumping the rents up because there was so much demand.
And I'm just curious, so when you took over the thing, you didn't have leases, so did you do credit check, background check, criminal background check on everybody?
Yeah, we did. We got everybody basically to fill out a new application that was living there and get them all on leases. We put pretty much everyone on month to month so we could move people from unrenovated units to renovated units and raise their rent. So quite a few people took advantage of that.
All right. So you're talking about a group of people who lived in a place with a giant pile of trash. They had rats and roaches, and of course rodents and raccoons and possums getting in the building. And yet they were all qualified to live in your place. Once you fixed it up nice, you kept all those people. You got new people. Some people, like you said, moved away, whatever the case may be. And so I just want to point that out. A lot of times these places, people are just in a spot where they just stay in that spot, and yet you're able to come in and dramatically improve the quality of their life and improve the quality of the community by bringing something good. And I've seen this property. It is beautiful inside now, and it's beautiful outside. How much did you spend per door on making this place look good?
About $15,000 a door. So that was new HVACs, all new appliances, new hot water heaters, new flooring, refinishing, repainting the whole outside. There's There's some decks on the front of it that go to the second story. Those were in really bad condition and were a significant safety hazard.
The trees
falling off the trash. So we took over in mid-November, and Courtney was sharing that some of the residents weren't paying. We took over mid-November, and by the end of that month, we'd already had the trash cleaned up and the trees trimmed up, and all the residents started paying on December 1st.
Every single person started paying, and they paid on time ever since we took over.
Their prices are thinking, Christmas came early this year. We got the trash picked up. What an amazing thing. Doing all that, how long did it take you to get the whole place completely rehabbed? And I understand you're moving people from a bad unit to a good newer unit and doing all that. How long did that take you?
I think about 7 months to do that. Right now, 10 of the 12 units are renovated inside. The remaining two have had a lot of work done to the inside. The appliances and things like that have been done. It's really just paint, flooring left.
Yeah. And so, as folks are listening, the property value went from $650,000 when you bought it. In November of last year, it's November of 2021. It's worth about $1.2 million. Equity capture, $630,000. They put it, had $325,000 out of pocket. The cash on cash return is expected to be 12 to 14%. What is it right now? Have you started doing distributions yet?
Yeah, we did do a distribution for the first year, right at 5%, which is kind of unusual for something with this much of value add.
Yeah, folks, so when he says value add, they bought the property, they're adding value to it. There are also properties that are called a yield play, which means you're expecting a yield immediately. Immediately, you're going to start getting distribution checks. So they had a big lift on the front end, and now they're going to start doing that cash on cash return for folks, which I remember looking at your documents, you're looking at 12 to 14% over the next couple of years. What a great, great story. And what a great thing for the people listening or for the people that live there. I want to go through just a bullet of how do you achieve this? I want to go just through the things that you listed. And I want you to just give me just a quick little response on each one. So you said strong support network and great mentors. Tell me what that means.
Yeah. So there's a consultant and mentors at Lifestyles, a guy that owns 10 to 20,000 doors now. Toured that property with us, a little 12 unit, and advised us on how to buy it. So that was huge.
Yeah, that is tremendous. And that's what you get through Lifestyles Unlimited. You saw past the ugly exterior. You saw the potential that came from education. You renovated. You increased the rents with great and did great marketing. Where'd you learn about the marketing, Courtney?
Lifestyles has quite a few classes that you can take, and it teaches you all these things through the Lifestyles network.
Yeah, they have some specific classes on internet marketing that have been very helpful.
Yeah. You created a community that the residents are proud to call home. Tell me about that briefly.
Yeah, every time I go there, I have residents that just tell me how happy they are to live there. They love their new home, and they're just so happy that we purchased the property, and they're just so glad to be there.
Yeah, what a great job. I mean, you improved the community and you made a lot of money at the same time. Everybody wins. Tell me about your current lifestyle. All the properties, the single family and now the multifamily. What has that done? How does that change your current lifestyle?
So I think the biggest thing on that side is financially, we don't really worry about money. It's more about how do we get the money and equity we have in existing assets to work for us and provide higher rates of return. And really building a legacy for our kids. And we have three young boys, and we like to take vacations with them and do fun things with them. And it's nice to be able to do that and not worry about, hey, if I lost my job tomorrow, it's not that big a deal. I could probably go 10 years or so without a job and still be okay.
Yeah. Wow. What a great place to be. One of our other members said, real estate feels like a warm blanket because you can sleep well at night compared to the stock market. We're right at the end. So I'm going to say it for you, Courtney. Here's what I want to tell our listeners. You heard this couple. Tremendous job. Quit trying to figure out how to fix your entire life. Start thinking about how you can add good things into your life and then pile those things onto each other. And soon you'll see you can achieve the life you wanted to begin with. So get going.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I talked to one guy. He couldn't take hearing that there's a better way. Once he listened to some of my podcast material and came back, his discussion with me was, I've got a friend that flips houses, and I'm thinking I'm going to start doing that. You know, he's a builder by trade. To him, building is easy. And I said, look, anytime you're born with a hammer in your hand, everything in life looks like a nail. The way you make money, you conceivably make money, is by building something. So how does he think he's going to get real estate? He's going to build it. He doesn't think that he's going to buy it. He was just going to build it. Then he was going to flip it. I'll just buy and rehab and flip it. Why do people think flip it? It doesn't fit any of the rules. It doesn't make you wealthier. You worked, you earned, you paid taxes. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to create passive streams of income.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to that lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for the free workshop. We are working on your financial future.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.